I'm George Walker. The IU Opera Theater closes its 2007-2008 season with a salute to its birth 60 years ago, with the opera that started it all, Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann, in performances conducted by David Efron Friday and Saturday, April 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. With me, minutes before going into rehearsal, is guest director Chris Alexander. He's directed both opera and theater in the States and in Europe as well. In fact, he recently won an award for directing Tales of Hoffmann with the Seattle Opera. Chris, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, the three stories in Tales of Hoffmann all have artists falling into and out of love. It's a story about love.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is the background that it's from a German author of the beginning of the 19th century who, shows the challenges for especially an artist falling in love and, keeping the consequences of that, meaning how does that affect his art? How does he deal with that? And in this opera, this fantastical opera, his muse is battling with these loves for attention, meaning that, will he return to his art? Will he use his experiences in love for his art? And that's a very fascinating subject, something that is interesting for any audience.
We have three quite different girls involved in these stories.
Exactly, right. The first is a doll that he falls in love with. Everybody around him, of course, discovers that he's falling in love with a robot, and he himself doesn't recognize that until at the very end the robot is in pieces in front of him. The second is a very dramatic, romantic love. He falls in love with a girl who, when she starts to sing, she becomes terribly ill, and she drops dead at the end because she's forced to sing. Not by this man, but by an evil demon who follows this artist all the way through all these three loves. And the third is a courtesan that he falls in love with in Venice, and she robs him of his shadow. So very fantastical, but very interesting, contrasting love stories.
We're talking with the guest director for the IU Opera Theater, Chris Alexander, about Tales of Hoffmann. C. David Higgins' set for Tales of Hoffmann opens with a huge tavern and then goes on to some pretty fantastical settings. I understand that you're in a position to vouch for the authenticity, at least, of the tavern.
That's indeed, because I live very close to the German town of Bremen, where there's the so-called Ratskeller, a tavern that really looks very much like what David Higgins has there in terms of the barrels that you see on stage. And quite a fascinating experience to be there and know that Itaja Hoffmann, exactly the author of these fantastical stories, sat there and was inspired by those very barrels.
Now, in some productions, this story ends on rather a grim note, as we've viewed Hoffmann, frankly, blowing it with every girl he's tried.
That's right. And I'm very happy to present a different ending this time to the audience here in Bloomington. Very late discovered was that Offenbach's very last composition before he died, actually composing Tales of Hoffmann, is a huge, beautiful chorus ensemble which makes hope for Hoffmann, the artist, that he will return to his art, or that he will use what he learned through these three loves. And I think that is something that, we don't have that very often as artists, that we can present something full of hope, full of optimism, that art can make a difference in society. And that's why it's so important for me to show this ending.
We've been talking with guest director Chris Alexander. The IU Opera Theater closes its 2007-2008 season with a salute to its birth 60 years ago, the opera that started it all, Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann, in performances conducted by David Efron Fridays and Saturdays, April 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. I'm George Walker.